This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In his new op-ed for DC Journal, Hans von Spakovsky calls the Trump verdict a devastating blow to the sanctity of our justice system and its reputation for fairness and nonpartisanship. He went on to say the Trump verdict makes New York City Venezuela on the Hudson. With us now to explain why he feels the verdict was so bogus is Hans von Spakovsky. Excuse me. He is the senior legal fellow and manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative in the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Justice Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Hans is also a former commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, so he knows a thing or two about election law. Hans, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, John, thanks for inviting me back.
So the former president was convicted on 34, let's remind everybody, misdemeanors for basically a paperwork error. It sure does seem like this was a stretch to one heck of a lot of the electorate. A lot of folks looking at this thing thinking, wow, you know, why wasn't this a slap on the wrist? And you hear pay a fine instead of going to the extent that they did.
Well, in fact, if it had been a misdemeanor, the statute of limitations had already run because those paperwork errors, falsification of a business record, it has a 2-year statute of limitations.
Right.
So that long ran. What Alvin Bragg did is he came in and said, well, no, actually, these are felonies because the false business hide another crime. Okay, well, what was that other crime? Oh, well, he said, well, it's this other New York law that says that you've committed a crime if you use unlawful means to promote a candidate in an election. Now, keep in mind, that other New York statute that supposedly turned this into a felony was nowhere mentioned in the indictment against Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay? And so, all right, that was step number two. Well, what was the unlawful means that Donald Trump supposedly used? Well, Alvin Bragg claimed that the settlement payment to Stormy Daniels, $130,000, which they tried to paint it as if it was something nefarious, something illegal. It wasn't. It was perfectly legitimate, perfectly legal. What he says is that should have been not listed as a legal expense, which is what it was listed as, but it should have been listed as a campaign-related expense. Okay, well, you know, we've gone step one, step two, step three. Oh, by the way, that claim that it should have been listed as a campaign-related expense, that was also not in the indictment.
Right.
And the problem with claiming that it was a campaign-related expense is actually very simple. Donald Trump was in a federal election. That means federal law applies, not state law. And by the way, the exclusive authority for enforcing that federal law is with the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Election Commission, where I once served as a commissioner. No local prosecutor has the right to do that. And in any event, under federal law, that payment of Stormy Daniels would not be considered a campaign-related expense. And people don't have to take my word for it, even though I was a commissioner there, because all they have to do is look at the fact that neither the Federal Election Commission nor the Justice Department considered it a campaign-related expense, because they didn't prosecute him for it.
Well, and I mean, I've been an elected official. I've been a candidate. If a candidate wants to use his own money to spend on a campaign, he can spend it on whatever he wants, because it's his campaign. You can spend personal money, unlimited amounts of personal money on your own campaign for whatever you want. If I'm a rich billionaire and I want to spend $100 million on a blimp for my campaign, I can do it. I could pay off as many hookers, prostitutes, and porn stars as I wanted to of my own money. There's no limit to that. It's not a violation if that's what I wanted to do. So,
no, that's exactly right. And here's the other thing. If Donald Trump had actually used campaign money to pay this expense, he would have been prosecuted.
Thank you. That's the crime. Exactly. That would have been a crime if he'd used donations, for example. If he'd actually used money that had been donated to his campaign, that would have been a campaign violation. So, I mean, the whole thing. And then, Hans, this notion that the judge told the jurors that they didn't need to even agree on what the other crimes the defendant had committed. How is that even legal?
It's not. That upsets several hundred years of the law that we've developed in this country, which is very straightforward. A jury has to unanimously agree on every aspect of a crime. And what the judge did was just another sign of how biased he was, and that he was acting as if he was a member of the prosecution team and not a judge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're talking with legal expert and former FEC Commissioner Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, with the fairly obvious appearances of bias, should Judge Mershon have presided over this case in the first place, or should he have recused himself? I mean, when you look at the fact that he donated to campaigns, that his daughter's working for a consulting firm that you know has done business for the Bidens, shouldn't Mershon have even recused himself from the case in the first place?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He violated the most basic judicial ethics rules one can imagine. I mean, his family had a financial interest in the outcome of this trial, and yet he didn't recuse himself. Again, another sign of just how biased he was throughout this case. And look, it's very clear that this jury came to this verdict not by actually examining the evidence, or really the lack of evidence in the case, but because it was a biased jury, too. And the way you can see that very easily is, think about this, a six-week trial, 6 weeks, lots of witnesses, and yet the jury comes back in less than 2 days?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way they could have even begun to review what happened in the case. Less than 2 days, they come back and say, oh, yeah, he's guilty on every count.
Well,
I'm sorry, but that tells you what was really going on here.
Well, based on the instructions they were given by the judge, how could they not come back with a jury, with a guilty verdict? But I also have to ask you about what happened on Friday. The judge made the parties aware of a post to the court's system's Facebook page. In the post, a user said, quote, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work." If this has turned out to be true, and that's a big if, but if this turns out to be true, Hans, what are the implications of this revelation?
That is jury misconduct of the worst kind, because that indicates that the jury had already decided to come in with a guilty verdict before they had even begun to review the evidence in the case. That is grounds for instant throwing out of the verdict by the judge. And if, as you say, this turns out to be true and the judge fails to do that, that would be one of the most, not just an error by the judge, but intentional, I think, wrongdoing by the judge.
So how, I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, and I think to his credit, at least Mershon shared it with both attorneys, the state and Trump's attorneys. How do they prove it? What do they do at this point? What happens with this revelation, with this? I mean, what's the steps here that happens now?
Well, the judge, I think, has already scheduled a hearing. He's going to have the lawyers in for both sides, and they're going to have to basically decide how this is going to be investigated. And quite frankly, while it's being investigated, the judge ought to put off and unschedule the hearing that he set up for July, just a couple of days before the Republican National Convention, for
the sentencing,
entry of the verdict and sentencing.
Yeah. Yeah, because if this turns out to be true, you're right. It means that the jury was predisposed. And
yeah,
and that means and publicly talking about it. And which that means that this whole thing, well, it means what Trump has said all along, was that it was a sham. And I think that's why so many people like myself are saying, hey, you know, I'm voting for a convicted felon, because if it's the trial's a joke, then the conviction's a joke. So, I mean, I don't know, I which is why Trump's raised over $100 million since the conviction.
Right. Right.
But it is sad. And, you know, the point that you make in your op-ed is that this isn't, yes, it's bad for Trump, it's bad for the brand, but it's really, the sad part is, it's bad for, as you say, the sanctity of our justice system and the reputation of our justice system, because theoretically, Lady Justice is supposed to be blind.
Yeah, that's true. And look, with only rare exceptions, we've had a good justice system, because we've never had a system in which the people in power in government used the judicial system to go after their political opponents. That just is not something that happens in this country. It happens everywhere else in the world. And now it looks like it's happening here. Look, if people think this is exaggeration, think about just one other thing. Donald Trump is being prosecuted by the feds for the mishandling of classified documents when he, as the president, left office. Keep in mind, the president has the ultimate authority over whether documents are classified or not.
Right, right.
And at the very same time, this same Justice Department has said, we're not going to prosecute Joe Biden for his mishandling of classified documents, which went on for decades while he was a senator and when he was vice president, basically stealing documents, classified documents, and taking them home. How can anyone look at those two situations and say that we have not developed a two-tier justice system and that this administration isn't going after its political opponent?
Because, Hans, Joe Biden is a, quote, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, remember?
Right, right.
Hans, if folks want to connect with you, if they want to read this op-ed, if they want to read other things that you've written, they can find it at heritage.org, correct?
That is correct.
Brother, I appreciate you. It's always good to have you on the show. You're always concise. You bring good information to the show, and I appreciate it, my friend.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.